standing inside the doorway.
Another edition of The Flip Side on this Tuesday, October the 30th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Before we get into the financial news, disturbing headline flashing across many web pages today. The headline reads, Noel kills 11 in the Caribbean. it wasn't a sort of headline that makes one feel good when, well, anyway. Well, Wall Street today saw pretty much everything in the red outside of the foreign currencies. Dow Jones Industrials closed down 77 points at 13,792. NASDAQ was off almost a point at 2,816. S&P 500 down almost 10 at 1,531. And pretty much, as we said, across the board, everything was in the red, all based on the fact that nobody seems to know what the Fed's going to do tomorrow at the conclusion of its two-day meet. Some people say we've already baked in a quarter point cut. Some people say that maybe things are so bad the Fed needs to cut a half a point. And some people say that things are so bad that the Fed most probably needs to keep all its bullets in its gun for when things really, really get bad. So, once again, we are stuck in that a twilight zone of waiting to hear what the Fed's decision is tomorrow. Also coming out tomorrow, slew of economic data that, well, we, if we're led to believe what they tell us, that the Fed is... well, sensitive to certain indicators, helps it makes it decisions as to what it's going to do. And, well, as we've discussed many times, they're basing that theory on bogus numbers, which the numbers that government reports on a consistent basis are pretty much bogus numbers. Besides the Fed announcement tomorrow, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we get the third quarter GDP numbers. They expected to come in at 3.1. The chain deflators expected to come in at 2.0. We've got the employment cost index coming out, the PMI, Chicago PMI for October, construction spending. And as we said, the big kahuna tomorrow is what the Fed's going to do. Well, when we return, we'll tell you how the metals fared in all of this and a lot more stuff when we return.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Welcome back to the Flip Side for a Tuesday, and I will tell you about the Bob Chapman special in just a minute, but quick rundown of the prices. Gold today closed down $4.20 at $785. Silver off 6 cents at $14.30. Platinum off $16 at $1,442. Palladium off $4 at $370. Crude oil lower by 70 cents at 89.68, and the U.S. dollar weaker by 15 basis points to close at 76.73. And as we mentioned, the Fed's dilemma, whether it's going to cut rates or not. Obviously, there's a lot of people who believe if the Fed cuts rates, the dollar's going to plunge. There's a lot of people also that believe that even if the Fed doesn't cut rates, the dollar's going to plunge. According to our friends at CBS Market Watch, analysts ponder the U.S. Federal Reserve's next move on interest rates, currency investors ponder the likely market reaction, and the consensus for both is that it's a matter of degrees, not direction. Just as one is expecting an interest rate hike Wednesday, no one is betting on a sustained dollar rally this quarter either. And just as bad economic or corporate headlines or even record high crude oil prices really seem to derail stock market rallies these days, nothing the Fed delivers is likely to hold the greenback slide. Whether the Fed cuts its benchmark a quarter percentage point as expected, or a half a point, or not even at all, the dollar is likely to bear the near-term brunt of the market's knee-jerk reaction either way, and then move in one direction, straight down. Regardless of whether or not the Fed cuts rates, the dollar is in for a beating, said Marilyn McDonald, marketing director at Interbank FX. The U.S. dollar is finally in trouble. For quite some time now, it has been one of the top 5 yielding currencies among the group of 10 industrialized nations, which is why it has been used in the carry trade for so long, she said. Carry trades involve borrowing lower-yielding currencies such as the yen and investing it in higher-yielding assets. The dollar has long benefited from such trades, but the benefits are dropping in line with U.S. interest rates. While this doesn't mean it has a bright future as a funding currency, that will only happen if it drops into the 3% range. It does mean that the carry trade is in trouble, said MacDonald. Many economists and investors are betting that the Federal Open Market Committee will lower the target on the federal funds rate to 4.5%, down from 4.75% currently, and a few are betting on a larger cut to 4.25%. But Wall Street Journal Fed watcher Greg Icke has suggested that central banks may not cut interest rates at all Wednesday, contrary to market expectations. Ip said the inflation concerns persisted, especially with the dollar's recent weakness. The behavior of financial markets implies near certainty by investors of a quarter-point cut in the Fed's key short-term interest rate, wrote Ip, but for policymakers, a decision is between a quarter-point reduction and no cut at all. So, we have the dilemma, my friends, of where we are. And brings us to the Tuesday special, if you will. But first, let me explain a few things to you before we get into the Tuesday special. One doesn't have to be a economics whiz kid to figure out that the U.S. foreign policy has had a detrimental effect on the perception of the dollar's value. And as the rest of the world can see the runaway spending habits of not only U.S. consumers, but obviously the institution called government, it is a matter of a rush to the exits for those holding large dollar-denominated assets. And so subsequently, we will see a continuing dollar depreciation over an extended period of time up until such point as the international community see that the adults have once again gained control of the fiscal purse strings of the U.S. government. Until that happens, which I'm not holding my breath on that one, we will see without question a continuing rise in gold prices and a continuing weakening of U.S. dollar values. And as we have tried to explain time and time again, it is hard for most people to see the deterioration of their currency, unless, of course, they are international travelers who are obviously subject to exchange controls when they travel outside of the United States. These are the people that can see, without question, the depreciation that the dollar has been going through. If we go back, and we've used this example many times, when we go back to when George Bush took office, where he was promising a humble foreign policy, no nation building, the U.S. dollar was at an all-time high. Coming off, obviously, the decline after 2000 in the NASDAQ and subsequently the correction after September the 11th. And at that time, you could have bought 1 ounce, well, as our special is, a half ounce. You could have bought a half ounce American Gold Eagle for under $200. Today, that same half-ounce American Gold Eagle, as our special is today, is a half-ounce American modern-issue Gold Eagle coin for $429. The reason we recommend the half-ounce coin is numerous. First of all, there's no question in my mind, or pretty much anybody else's mind, that the price of gold is going to far exceed that of $1,000 an ounce. That is, $1,000, as far as gold is concerned, I guess is equivalent to the Dow breaking 10,000. It it's going to be a hard struggle for gold to break through that psychological barrier. And whenever markets break through psychological barriers, it is fits and starts. So you've got to expect a lot of froth, if you will, as we start to bear down on that $1,000 mark. I don't think $800 is going to represent the same resistance as $1,000 will do, but as sure as God made little green apples, we will surpass $1,000. And as psychological theories exist, people have reluctance to 00 numbers. It's reason why you will never see anything advertised for $100. It's always advertised for $99.95. And the reason, it's psychological. People think that $99.95 is a lot cheaper than $100, which in reality it's not. But it's at 00 number. When we do get through to that 00 number, obviously people are going to have resistance to paying $1,100 for a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle. Yes, I said $1,100. When gold breaks $1,000, the premium on a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle will exceed $100. It's just a simple fact of life. Why? Because there's not a lot of 1 ounce American Gold Eagles out there. There's not a lot of gold out there, period. When you look at the U.S. mintage figures, and I went and looked at U.S. mintage figures today, and it tells an interesting story, because you can see not only obviously the concern when George Bush took office and the amount of 1 ounce gold coins and half ounce gold coins and 10 ounce gold coins that were bought, but you can see with the introduction of ETFs and how that had an effect on the U.S. Mint ability to sell its finest product, the Gold Eagles. In 2003, the U.S. Mint produced 405,500 one-ounce American Gold Eagles. In 2003, it produced 76,000 half-ounce American Gold Eagles. In 2004, it produced 437,000 one-ounce American Gold Eagles. And the biggest mintage so far, as they've been keeping records, was 2004 for half-ounce American Gold Eagles, was 105,000. In 2005, the mint produced 351,500 one-ounce American Gold Eagles and 96,000 half-ounce. In 2006, when we started to have the first effects of the ETF, affecting the physical gold market, U.S. Mint produced a paltry 201,000 one-ounce gold coins and a measly 42,000 half-ounce American Gold Eagles. So far, to date, in 2007, the Mint has produced some 98,500 one-ounce American Gold Eagles and a paltry 25,000 half-ounce American Gold Eagles. Now, we 2 months away. We've still got production. Do I think these numbers are going to change dramatically in the next 2 months? Of course not. Why do we recommend the half-ounce American Gold Eagle? Well, we'll tell you when we return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Flipside for a Tuesday. Before we get into why you should be buying half-ounce American Gold Eagles, let's go to the phones. We've got Ken in Texas. Hey, Ken.
Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Good talking to you. Hey, sometime ago, a couple of weeks ago or so, I see this white vehicle riding around with no markings on it, and right in the middle of the top of the car, looks like they cut a round hole and stuck in like a what looked like an upside-down pot pie sticking out through the top. You ever seen one of those?
I've seen many strange vehicles, especially in Colorado when I was part of the Tyranny Response Team. There were these strange vehicles that used to show up at various rallies we used to have.
Was that right?
Oh, sure.
Oh.
Listen, if you're not on a list somewhere, or if someone's not paying attention to you, you're doing something wrong.
Do you think that's a camera sticking out the top?
Of course. What do you think?
Well, I got to comb my hair when I go by now?
Yes. Oh. We did it. We dressed in our Sunday finest.
Okay, but you seen one like that?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, there was no marking on it. It was pure white. Were they going to get some black electrical tape, put you in on the side of it?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you got to understand something.
They're not going to do that, are they?
Well,
they might.
You know, Kevin Phillips has a book out called Wealth and Democracy. And in it, he says, most great nations at the peak of their economic power become arrogant and wage great world wars at great costs, wasting vast resources, taking on huge debt, and ultimately burning themselves out. We are witnessing that very thing happening in the U.S. today.
Yeah.
Right now, our illustrious Department of Homeland Security allegedly is focusing on foreign terrorists. As soon as they have acquiesced to that false premise, they will turn their sights inward and subsequently avenge their wrath on
anybody.
Well, you and me.
If you, I guess, think it's going to get to the point where if you can read, you'll be a terrorist.
Oh, well, sure.
If you read, put it this way, conspiracy books, they don't like it.
Well, sure. I mean, if you read the Constitution, some people feel that way. But you've got to understand that what we are dealing in this so-called war on terror is. And it's something that became very apparent to me in the early stages when South Africa declared its war on terror, that government's definition of a terrorist is anybody who disagrees with the official government policy.
Right.
We have seen Robert Mugabe embrace the war on terror in order to suppress those that would want to overthrow his regime.
Right. If they want to tell you 2 and 2 is 5, you better start believing it.
Oh, sure. Look, they're doing the same thing right now in many dictatorships in the country. The last one of example that didn't get wide attention was in Burma. The clampdown on the Buddhist monks
right.
over there was predicated on the fact that they were classified by the Burmese government as terrorists.
How many Buddhist monks were killed?
The number varies. I've had numbers anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000.
That many?
Up to 8,000 have been imprisoned.
Have you seen those figures in mass media here?
No, of course not. They've moved on from that story. That was last month's news now.
That's right. Another thing is this atomic bomb flap.
Yeah.
I saw something on the internet yesterday, and I'm trying to figure out what happened, but it looks like somebody says, we don't want no part of this, and they just exposed whatever they were going to do.
Well, you know.
That's what it looks like, unless somebody let it out and say, listen, Iran, you better don't do that because we're going to jump off over here, so why don't you just settle down and be good boys over there?
Well, it doesn't matter what Iran does or doesn't do. What we have right now is we have a small cadre of government officials that are hell-bent on taking America to World War III, as the president has indicated.
You know this new book, The Truth About the Bilderberg Group by Daniel Estulin?
I haven't read it.
Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I went to Barnes & Noble, and I went to Border Books and ordered it, and neither one could get it for me. And they're professional book companies. I've got it coming from Amazon.
Yeah.
Why do they conspire to keep me ignorant?
Well, there's...
How could it become a bestseller?
Yeah, well...
If it's not on the shelf.
Oh, sure.
But you find President Clinton's book right there.
Yeah, well...
In big piles.
There, you just answered the question, brother.
Yeah. Hey, nice talking to you, Robbie.
Thanks, Ken. When we return, I'll tell you the reason why you want to buy a half-ounce American Gold Eagle.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Flipside, John Mayer, Waiting for the World to Change, ultimately becoming the theme song for the Ron Paul campaign. Before we tell you about, I promise I'll get to it, the reason why you, well, I'll just tell you right now, the reason you want to buy a half-ounce American gold coin is quite simply, these coins, not only are they small in mintage size, which means they have the possibility of numismatic appreciation, and this is a bullion coin we're talking about, not a rare coin in any way, shape, or form. is the simple fact that once gold hits $1,000 and 1 ounce American Gold Eagles are costing $1,100, guess what is going to be the hottest coin on the planet? And then, as I said, they don't make many of these. There's not a lot of them. So get them while you can at this price at $429. You can give us a call here at Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. This is a no-brainer, in my opinion. Just a great value. It's a great coin. Just look at the mintage. And if you're worried about confiscation, you got a lot of other things you got to worry about before you start worrying about confiscation. Let's go to John in Florida. Hey, John.
Robbie?
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Robbie?
Yes, sir.
That last call you had, I've been, around Christmas time, I try to get some of Adrian Krieg's books, and
yeah.
like Barnes & Noble and you know, places in the mall, and they can pull it up on the computer, but they will not order it for you.
Yeah. Adrian, Adrian's got his own website. He sells the books on his own website. So
I met Adrian in Lakeland, Florida, at a show here a couple months back. I've got every single one of his books actually signed, and the one book that I have that is no longer in print is The Satori and the New Mandarin, and I've got every one of his books signed. And very smart man. He's been on John's show.
Oh, yeah, I've had him on my show a couple of times in the past. He's a good guy. I believe he lives in Colorado.
No, he lives in Florida.
Oh, okay.
So.
But yeah, if you go to, and I think his website's adriancraig.com.
Actually, I got a bumper sticker from him, too.
Yeah, and he's a deep thinker, that's for sure.
But it's sad that you can't get these books, you know, just in general. You have to go.
Have you tried to get Mein Kampf?
I've never tried to get that. But,
yeah, well, you ain't going to get it at Barnes & Noble, I can tell you that.
I probably wouldn't be able to get any of Henry Ford's books either.
Sure. Oh, look, it's... These are just companies that are just adhering to the doctrine of cultural Marxism and political correctness. There's no question. I mean, you know, I remember when, you know, before Patrick Buchanan became as popular as he is, you would be hard-pressed to find Patrick Buchanan's books at Barnes & Noble or any of your other major bookstores. And whenever he came out with a new book, it was always buried far back, unlike, you know, Hillary's book that gets great frontal displays. So,
well, we are definitely in a lot of trouble, and with this thought crimes bill, people need to wake up.
Well, it's unfortunately, my experience with people waking up is they got to hit the brick wall before they do wake up. It's like a drunk. A drunk doesn't accept the fact that he's a drunk until the day he falls down in the gutter and he can't get up again and he finally admits that he has a problem. And we are no different as a people, I'm talking about. And
I found that maybe one out of every 50 people actually has an idea that, you know, actually understands what's going on, and maybe one out of every 25 questions, hey, we got problems, but the rest of them are in la-la land.
Sure. Oh, look, people just, psychologically, I've been trying to analyze. I mean, people just don't like making hard choices. People don't like making tough decisions. The fat guy doesn't want to accept the fact that he's fat because he doesn't do anything. In other words, if he wants to lose weight, there's only one way he's going to lose weight. It's not going on a fad diet, it's getting out and exercising. And unfortunately, exercising involves hard work. We'd rather sit at home and take a pill and believe that we're going to wake up the next morning 10 pounds lighter. We want to believe that because we can't sleep at night, the easiest solution is rather figuring out, maybe it's because of our sedentary lifestyle that would help us overcome this problem, but we rather just pop a pill. We've become a society of instant gratification where no hard lifting is required. This is the reason why you hear the messages of, and tonight you'll hear it, the Democrat debate coming up tonight. And while I'm plugging a Democratic debate, let me also say, for those of you who stay up late at night, Jay Leno is a special guest tonight, is none other than Ron Paul. But yeah, I mean, it's the society in which we live in. And in this democratic debate tonight, you will not hear politicians challenging people to make hard choices. Rather, it's going to be what they can give you. Hillary will be telling you that she wants to protect all the children by punishing smokers in order to provide health care for kids, which is kind of insane, because that is short-term thinking, because if they achieve their objective of getting people to stop smoking, well, there goes the children's health care financing mechanism.
Yeah.
So it's that's the reason why a lot of people have a problem with Ron Paul's message, because unfortunately, when you analyze Ron Paul's message, it calls for making hard choices, and we are just predisposed not to make hard choices. We want the easy way out. We want the easy solutions, and we want them without the consequences of our actions. And unfortunately, we are paying for the consequences of many decades of failed policies and brain-dead politicians who are more concerned with the next election rather than with the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Are you still in, you're still in Texas for the whole week, right?
Yes, till Friday.
Well, I know there's a lot of probably truck stops in Texas. Maybe I called you last night. Maybe you ought to get your CB radio for that vehicle of yours and on your trip back.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty impressed with the radar detector at this point in time. All I want to know is the vicinity of the boogeyman. And it's not to say I don't trust truckers to give me the information, but let me say, I don't trust truckers.
Well, you don't even have to talk to them, but just listening when you see a situation coming up.
I spend more time flipping truckers the bird than anything else. Don't take that personally.
Oh, they don't know if, when you're on the CB, they don't know if you're a trucker or who you are. But,
yeah, no. I'm saying just in general. Spending as much time as I do on the highways, they're the most inconsiderate bunch of people I've ever met in my entire life. Not that I've met them, but they've got this habit of pulling over to overtake a truck in front of them doing 75 miles an hour just as they see you approaching. And then you got to sit behind them for another 10 miles as you crawl your way up the hill. Yes,
Well, then you can get back at them and cuss them out.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into an argument with a semi, because I know who will win that one.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Jim in New York. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, good evening, Robbie. How are you?
All right, my friend.
Well, I've been listening to the discussion this evening. I'll tell you, I don't know how to bring up some of the topics discussed on your program and on this network in general, what is referred to as the alternative media, and try to get through to anybody. It's people, if they see it on CNN, that's the way it is.
Sure.
And it is so frustrating because these stories that are, you take any story, the Jenna 6 story, for example, or, anything.
Right.
Things are left out. Facts are ignored.
Sure.
The story's twisted, and people say, "Well, but that's what I saw. How dare you? What are you talking about?"
Yep.
And you can't get through. We are really beyond. It's almost as though we are beyond. We're like beyond the point of no return.
Oh sure. Oh look. It's unfortunate, but we have been conditioned down to the 30-second soundbite. There's no discussion, as I was mentioning to John earlier on. We can always blame politicians for doing stupid things, but when you really boil it down, the apathy of the American people and the apathy of people all over the world that are dominated by the idiot box is unfortunately, I put the blame right at the feet of the so-called guardians of the fourth estate, your media conglomerates out there that are supposed to keep the populace informed. That was their job, free of bias and political propaganda. And, if we had an honest media, we wouldn't be in Iraq because they would have obviously uncovered the scam. But then when you look at who owns NBC, which is General Electric, and when you look at who owns CBS, like Viacom, and you see their military-industrial company connections, you can understand why they were rah-rah for war, because it was a money-making machine for them. Not only were their subsidiaries making large amounts of money as defense contractors, but they also knew that they would have a rating sweep, because war is like watching a war unfold on live television is kind of like the reason why people slow down and look at accidents.
Uh-huh. Rubbernecking.
Well, sure. And sure. And it's a voyeurism type thing. And so they get a double whammy. Not only do they get the war profits, but obviously they get the stupid people that are sitting glued to their television sets. I mean, look at the production that they went through. NBC in particular went through with the lead up to the war with their embedded reporters and the wall-to-wall coverage, you know.
Yep.
It was a full-on production, and people bought into it.
Yes, and I think that, again, I think what you touched on, the American public is perfectly content to be complacent. Sit in front of the TV in the evening, watch really what amount to, I'm sorry if there's, I don't want to offend anyone, but moronic television programming that distracts us from the real goings-on of the day, and we don't want to know.
No, listen, I would encourage you to offend people.
Well, I'm not above offending people. No, well, you know, I mean, within reason. But, I mean, you can't even make a point because it's cut and dry. I saw it, like I said earlier, you know, I saw it on CNN. This is what they said, and that's the end of the story. And if you try to at least even have an intelligent argument, immediately, you know, I mean, the name-calling might set in.
Oh, sure. The sad reality, and I don't do it anymore just because a number of occasions when I have entered into a debate with a perfect stranger at, say, an adult beverage location, rather than having an intelligent conversation, it nine times out of ten almost ends up, you know, I'll meet you in the parking lot type theory.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you start questioning someone's long-held belief systems, it's not a intelligent debate that takes place. As I said, it almost comes down to a fist fight.
Right. Well, I don't know. I don't understand why people are not concerned in the least. You know, they're not. It seems that most people just aren't concerned about anything.
Well, this is the reason why we're going to be facing an economic depression, and I applaud an economic depression because I guess this is the only way that these people are going to maybe pay attention.
Well, geez, if you know, it's too bad it has to come to that. But
well,
I don't see. You're right, I think, because I don't see there's any other way to wake up this sleeping population.
Yeah. Well, you got that one, brother. Well, thanks for the call.
Robbie, nice talking to you. Thank you.
Absolutely, sir. Let's go to Terry in Austin. Hey, Terry.
Robbie, I'm going to keep it on topic. Gold, you're a little bit ahead of the curve as far as making predictions to lend credence to what you said last week, that you may show up at your local coin shop and not be able to get gold. I was at the local coin shop this last Friday. They had no gold bullion. Pandas, silver eagles, Cougrands, everything was cleaned out. All the junk silver was cleaned out. All the junk, the silver dollars, the Peace, the Morgan, those were all gone. You could get new somatics and some Mexican pesos, but they were cleaned out.
Well, sure. Look, it's as I said, I mean, I'm witnessing it from obviously a wholesale level, from the wholesalers that I deal with, who have never stopped me from, for instance, taking orders on coins even if they don't have them in stock, because they know it's in the pipeline. They know when the next shipment's coming, so they don't mind me writing orders on product that they have yet to have in the vault. But on a number of occasions this year, they said to me, "Hey, Robbie, don't take any more orders on British sovereigns." And I go, "You got to be kidding me! That's like telling a convenience store that not to sell any more milk."
Yeah, I'm not an expert, certainly on this in any way, shape, or form. But I must admit, and I better go because I'm sure you have other callers. But it was quite a, boy, it was an eye-opening experience to walk in there, and we don't have any of it. It's all gone.
Sure.
But if you wanted to buy new Smatics, but, you know, you pay such a premium for those. But, and I'm certainly not in that league, maybe someday. But they, at least they had those. But the bullion, which is, you know, you're talking about bringing it down to John Q. Public, who's going to be looking. That's going to be their target. You know, that's the first thing they're going to look at because they're thinking, I want the biggest bang for my buck. But to not have that, that's pretty shocking.
Yeah, well, and let me tell you, I mean, Austin, you are blessed with many coin stores in Austin. So, do your own research, do your own homework. I mean, I'm just a voice on the air. I question authority. You should question me as well. Go see for yourself. Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Terry.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
final segment for this Tuesday programming reminder coming up tomorrow. Chuck Colson will talk about, as I said, and as we were just speaking about, don't take my word for anything I say. If you want to see the possibilities of serious shortfalls and the ability of you to buy gold and silver, go down to your local coin stores. As I said, you're in the Austin area. You're blessed with numerous coin stores. And go in and see for yourself. And I do that myself. I heard a lot of stories about Mr. Hagee in San Antonio. But I wanted to see him for myself. So I drove 900 miles to go and attend a church service. And I'm glad I did, because it obviously confirmed everything that I had read and everything I had heard. So you got to do your own homework. As I always say about, the advice my father gave me, and it didn't make any sense when he said it at the time, which is most probably a lesson in life, because we never pay attention to what our parents tell us when we are growing up. But when we become mature at some point in time in our lives, we think back to what our parents told us, and we're amazed about how astute they were. My father always used to tell me, if you believe everything you read, you might as well eat everything you see. And that is very apropos in today's world. And so you've got to do your own homework. You've got to do your own due diligence. Don't take it from me alone. As I mentioned, today we have a special, usual Tuesday special, which is the half-ounce American Gold Eagle for $429. It's a steal. Get them while you can. Current 2007 mintage from the U.S. Mint. This is directly from their own webpage. They've minted a paltry 25,000 coins for 2007. This is down from 105,000 that they minted in 2004. And let me not forget silver. You've got 96 silver eagles. They minted 3,466,000 of these coins. Smallest mintage of any of the eagles they've ever produced. And you can go onto eBay and find a 96 silver eagle. You're going to pay $100 for it. In 2004, they minted 9,600,000. In 2005, they minted 8.4 million. Last year, they minted 10 million silver eagles. This year, they've only minted 6 million. So, there's U.S. minted product. There's some great values out there. Take advantage of them while we got these prices where they are, because, my friends, the dollar ain't coming back anytime soon. Till tomorrow, and our guest will be Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hope you have a pleasant evening. See you, bye.